Welcome to the Roy Matlock Jr. Money and Business Hours, where he'll help you fix your finances once and for all. To reach Roy, call 615-843-2999. That is 615-843-2999, or visit RoyMatlockJr.com. Now, here's your host, Roy.
Roy Matlock Jr. here, and welcome to the show. And today, we're going to be talking about securing and protecting a comfortable long-term retirement. You know, when you start accumulating money, there's interesting stats out there about accumulation. Most people, when they get through working their whole life, 70% of their net worth is inside of their house. And I've always wondered, I said, no, why is that? And the reason is you had no choice. It was a forced savings plan, and maybe you got your house paid off and stuff like that. But most people, when it comes to saving money, they just really didn't do quite enough. And so now what we got to do is we got to work with what we have. And so today's show is going to be about that. But one of the things that I always believe is this, we always want to have knowledge, not fear. And today I'm going to educate you on what I tell people as a financial advisor. And I kind of date myself now. I'm 40 years into doing this kind of stuff and started when I was 23 years old. And, you know, I've always believed that education is always the answer so you can feel comfortable. So today we're going to go through that. The first segment I'm going to talk about is kind of diversification. When we look at diversification, we put our money in retirement funds. I always have about four places that I do things with. We have money market accounts. That's your liquid cash that allows you to deal with emergencies. Also, that will allow you to do, you know, buy-ins if we happen to have some good opportunities along the way when it comes to market declines. We also may have some money in bonds. Okay, a bond is a loan. So what happens is a money market's like a bank account in some respects. It's a little bit different, but very similar. So you tend to have, you know, just an interest rate. It's very accessible. Whereas a bond is where companies borrow money from the public. So a big company, say Exxon or an airline, they go out and they borrow money from the public in order to maybe expand, you know, buy new airplanes or new oil wells, whatever it may be. And then your backup is the solid, how solid the company is that is borrowing money. So you say, hey, Exxon will be here forever. So if I own some bonds in Exxon. And then we have stocks. Stocks are owned. So think about bonds are a loan. Stocks are unowned. And we put money into stocks and we're able to go in there and, you know, buy stock in the bank, you know. And if you own stock in the bank, as an example, you think about their system. They borrow money from the saver who gets sometimes as little as nothing, all right? And then they loan it back to them on a credit card, and they make money on that. So that's what stocks are. And so you would own the casino rather than being the gambler. You would own the bank rather than being the saver. And then we go into insurance, and the idea behind insurance is like anything else. We pay for security and insurance when it comes to retirement plans. A lot of times they're in the form of annuities, which provide lifetime income. They provide some tax deferral so you can grow the money, but have some principal guarantees based on the insurance company. So then once we do that, we have kind of a foundation of where we're going to have our money. All right, when it comes to retirement, when you're accumulating money and you're young, what happens is all you really need to do is just sign up for your 401k, put it in the, you know, the growth funds and let it rip. And generally that's the way it works. If you mess up, you've got time and so on. But when you're retired, you know, it's a whole different game. It's way more complicated. So we're going to get into seven areas as we go through today's show that I see are the risk that people go into along with solutions to be able to do this. Now, what is a professional money manager? So I'm going to talk about that, and then we're going to go right into our show. So a professional money manager, I'm going to date myself again. It's June of 1994. I get on an airplane, I fly to Los Angeles, and I turn the TV on, and I'm looking out, I'm right downtown LA, and I'm looking at the TV, and there comes OJ. OJ is driving the Bronco. He's driving to the courthouse. Well, it just so happens the courthouse is right outside of my window. So June 1994, I was at a fun group, one of the biggest fun families, professional money managers out there, and they had me staying at a hotel, and I got to watch OJ come in, all right? And I went to that meeting, and I learned a lot about, you know, money management. At that time, I'd been in the financial business about 10 years, and first thing they did is they brought on an analyst, and they said, this guy is a pharmaceutical analyst, and he goes and picks pharma stocks. And so he ended up started talking about his background. He was a doctor, and then he also had his MBA from a big school. And he said, what I do is I go out and I individually go visit all of these companies. And when I visit these pharma companies, I meet with the C-level. I meet with the rank and file employees next. I go over to R&D and ask them what's up, you know, and they tell me what they got cooking. And then I leave and I go to the doctor's conventions and see what they're prescribing. And from there, we talk to the patients to see how they're responding to the drug. And then we send it to DC, see what's cooking in DC. And then we rank our stocks from A to E and based on what we think they're worth. And at the end of the day, I make a decision. And then when he told me that, and then the retail analyst said, yeah, we have our own counters at the mall. We don't trust the mall traffic, so we have our own counters. When I was told that, I was like, you know what? I don't think people can outperform a professional money manager over a long period of time. And so what happens, it's easy to outperform when the market's up. But when the market starts going down, that's when emotions get involved and stuff like that. So I believe professional money management is the answer. I don't buy individual stocks myself. So we take professional money management, bond and stock funds, and we add to some insurance to be able to protect against some things. And guess what we got? We got a system. All right. And so what I will be doing here is we go into the break. I'll be right back. Visit roymatlikjr.com if you would like to find out about some of our upcoming events. When I come back, and we'll talk to you about the 7 risk and the 7 solutions that go right into having a secure and comfortable retirement. Stay with me. Thank you.